Okay, so it's Kuf Chaf Dalet. Now, Kuf Chaf Gimel, Amud Meis, I believe four lines from the bottom, from Amar Rabbi Eliezer. But I think we're going to go back a little further to start. We'll start by Amar Rabbi Chanina. So six lines from the bottom. So the Gemara is now going to talk about, going back into these Mishnayos that seem to indicate that there was a progression of Takanos regarding the idea, the concept of total Kalim. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, right? Rabbi Chanina says that what we said in the beginning, that all Kalim are Asur and Betiltal, we said that all Kalim are Asur, that's Meyumei Nechemya ben Chachalya Nishtas Mishnazel. That's in terms of Nechemya. That was with times in the Chemi, because in his generation, they were very lax in Hilchel Shabbos, Tiksiv. Because it says in the Chemi, after they came back from the Golos, that by Yamim Ahema, Reisib Yehuda, Dorchem Gisos, I saw that in Yehuda, they used to press the vats on Shabbos, Omevina Aremos, and they would collect all the piles. There was Hilchel Shabbos. So they had to make a Gzerot in order to strengthen their observance of Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Eliezer says, these following Mishnais and Brisos are, right, which are the Mishnayos and Brisos deal with Kanin, tubes, Maklo, sticks, Galustra, Maducha, Kulim, Kol, Mataros, Kael, Nishnu. Each of those Mishnayos and Brisos were taught before we had the later Takanos, which permitted you to be Metalto Kalim. Right, as before the Chachamim were Mati the Kalim for the concept of Tzorach Gufam. Right, we have Tzorach Mekomam, Tzorach Gufam. So before that concept, but after they were matir, even these Mishnayos that list things that are usher are really mutter. So you have to figure out when a Mishnah, in which, when along the timeline was this Mishnah made. So the first case is Kanin, the Mishnah regarding Kanin. So what's that? The Tnan. We have the Mishnah in Menachos regarding Sidur Lechem upon him. Right, the Lechem upon him, again, we all know, every Shabbos they would bring 12 chalos and they would place it on the Shulchan, on two piles, six on one maracha, six on another one maracha. And what they used to do is between each challah and challah, they would have some sort of rod or some sort of pole, so that there would be air that would go in between the challahs. They wouldn't be resting, the challahs would not be resting on each other. And every Shabbos, they would switch it. They would switch it. But the Mishnah says that Tanan, when they had this marachas lechem upon him on the Shulchan from every Shabbos, lo sidur akonim. On Shabbos itself, they would not put out the poles in between each of the bread. Below niti lasan, and they wouldn't take them. And below lo sidra kalim, placing or taking out these kalim on Shabbos would not be dochas Shabbos. Rather, erev Shabbos they would pull them out. So for half the day, the old loaves of bread were resting on each other, and for half the day, the new loaves of bread were resting on each other because they wouldn't deal with these poles on Shabbos. Why not? They are kalim shemalachtam leheter, so it must be that this is even before they retracted the takana, and at that point in time they did not have, and this is before the heter, they did not have a permission to be metaltal kalim even litzorich gufam, right? Rashi says, dochas a Shabbos ela nichnas be'er Shabbos v'notel akanim ulamachar mesalach, they would the next day they would mesalach maracha yishana. He says, "Zon nisnes kodem heter minyan harishon." The hamalachdon leheter because leil sorakufan. This is a kalish hamalachdon leheter because the kalim themselves are not doing any malacha. What are they doing? They're just having the loaves of bread rest on them. So these are kalish hamalachdon leheter, but they asked you to move it even litzorakufan. What's the next case? We said the next case was the maklos. This involves flaying the korban pesach on Shabbos. The Tanan. This is a mishnah psachim. Maklos dakin chalokim hayusham. There were these poles that were in the azara. Umeinicho, right, al tefo b'al ketiv chavero, and they would during the weekday they would be menich the other poles across these. V'tole v'mashet, and you would hang the korban pesach on, and that's how you would flay the animal. It'd be hanging. But Rabbi Lezer, Amar Rabbi Lezer. But if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, so you're shechting all the animals on Shabbos, now we have to worry. What they do? Maniach yodo al tefo chatav chavero v'yad chavero al tefo v'tolo mashet. What we used to do is they would hang it over their arms. You put their arms on their friends and they hang it over their arms v'mashet, meaning they wouldn't allow you to use these poles. But why not? These poles are doing a klish malachim leheter Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos, but you're allowed to do this on Shabbos because it's Erev Pesach, and yet you're not allowed to move them, allowed to use them. must be before they retracted the takana. So even though that these were kelim shemalatim laheter, it was usher because it was still had the gzeira of Nechemya at that time. The next case is the galustera, which I think means like some sort of bolt, right? Galustera, ditnan, so mishlin kelim, neger, so you have some sort of lock, right? You have some sort of lock on the sheyish berosho galustera that has on it some sort of bolt, some sort of like ball-shaped bolt. That's a good way. But I don't know if that's what it was, a knob. So, right, sheyish berosho galustera. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says that you're not allowed to touch, you're not allowed to move it at all. Right, shomta min ha-pesach zeh, v'tole v'chaveiro v'shabes. He says that you have to like drag it. You can't take it off and pull it by itself. So you see right away, what's the problem? Why can't you do it by yourself? It's a kelim shemalachim laheter. He's not letting you move it. But Rabbi Tarfon Omer, harehi v'chol ha-kelim, u'metalto v'chatzer. He says like all other kelim, and it's metalto into a chatzer. You'll let him move it, you'll let him carry it. But you see from here, the neger is kelim shemalachim laheter. And by taking it from one place to another place, it's Tzorach Gufo. And why does Rabbi Yeshua only allow you to do it with Tiltum Mitzal, not Tiltum Gamur? Must mean that this Mishnah was before the Heter. And the last case is Maducha, right, which was the Pesel, which we see before, Had Amran. That's what we saw before, the Brice on the Pesach of Gimel on the base, that they were asked you to take this Maducha for a Tashmish Heter, even to sit on it, even though in that case it's a Klish Nalakal Isser. Because that's where you would crush it. But to cleave the machmel iser, why can't you move it lutzora gufo if you're going to use it for a heter purpose? Must mean that price is also before the heter, and when the tam came in, you allowed to move this maducha as well. So now that's what Rabbi Lezer said. Rabbi Lezer said all these mishnayos and these brisos were listed or taught prior to the heter of tiltul kelim. So Amar Rabbi says no. I can reinterpret all these brisos and mishnayos in a different way, and I can even apply post heter. Amar Rava, mimai. How do you know that these are all only listed kodim hataras kelim dilma la olam eim lach? Maybe I can tell you la achar hataras kelim nishnu. This is all post the heter. So let's go through the list. So how do you explain them? So kanim, what's the reason why? What's the reason why they didn't put the poles in the lechem upon him on Shabbos? The whole reason why they're there is mishum i apushe. So they will allow the air to go in between the loaves of bread, and they won't become spoiled. So by high porta, this small amount of time of half of erev Shabbos for the old loaves and half of Shabbos for the old loaves and half of Shabbos for the new loaves, lo miapash. The lechem is not going to get ruined. So there's no need, right? There's no need for them to move these kanim. And therefore, the tiltul is not docha Shabbos. I'm not sure what that. So it seems to be here that even if you have a heter to do something, if you can do it without it, it's best not to move the item. So that's what seems to be going on here. So there's no need for it. You don't have to do it. So don't do it. Just wait. You wait till after Shabbos. After Shabbos, you can put the poles in. Maklos. When it comes to the maklos, why can't you use those poles to hang the korban pesach? He says, Efsar ki Rabbi Lazar, because you can just do it. Like, you still have to minimize the usage. So, it's like, you can do like Rabbi Lazar, just hold your arms down. Everyone would throw the animals over each other's arms and play it that way. Now, Galustera, what's the Galustera? Galustera case, again, Rabbi Yeshua said that you can't drag it out. It makes it sound like this bolt with this doorknob is you're not allowed to carry it. He says, no, you have to explain that. Machlokas ki de Rabbi Yanai. The Amar Rabbi Yanai, bichotzer she'ena mi'ureves askinon. We're talking in this Mishnah of a case where you had many, I guess, openings into many houses open into one chatzer. So in that case, the chachamim, they forbid you from carrying from your house to the chatzer unless you have an eruv, unless there's an eruv. But in a chatzer she'ainim ureves, the chatzer is not encircled with the eruv. So the only thing that's usher would be hotzah from the houses into the chatzer. But kalim that were in the chatzer to begin with can be freely moved around in the chatzer. So the Mishnah by the Galustera is talking about a case where you had the doorknob and it's on the mashkel, it's on the lint, it's like right on the threshold of the house. So do you view the threshold as the bias or as the chatzer? If it's the bias, then you can't carry it because you're not allowed to move it from the bias to the chatzer unless you have an eruv. We don't have an eruv in this case. If it's considered it's on the outside, it's in the chatzer, then you can move it. So Rabbi Yeshua is considering it on the inside, and Tapa is considering it on the outside. That's the issue. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Tocha Pesach Kilefnim Dami. He says that area is that Kilefnim, right? Ukametaltel mina devatim b'chatzer, and then you're carrying mana devatim in the chatzer, you're carrying an item from a kli from the houses into the chatzer, and that's aser. Rabbi Tarfon Savar, tocha pesach l'chutzdami, the kli that's in this area is considered outside, it's in the chatzer, umana dechatzer b'chatzer kamataltel, and you're carrying a kli that came to rest in a chatzer into the rest of the chatzer, which is not aser. So, according to everybody, the Isser Tiltil over here is only talking about the reason why you can't move it is because of Hotzah issues, not because of Muksa issues. And now what about the Maducha? That's like Rabbi Nechemya. We just say the Maducha case, that Bryce that goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Nechemya, we're going to see in a moment, who holds that you're not allowed to move a Kli unless it's for its own specifically designated purpose. Now, the Maducha, the specifically designated purpose, is for crushing. Right, so that's aser, and if you're metaltel for a different tashmish, that's not its specified purpose, and that's why according to Rav Nechemya, it would be aser. So there's no reason to say, comes Rav and says, there's no reason to say that these four cases are only dealing in instances prior to the heter of total kalim. They can be even after the heter. There are other reasons to say that they're aser. Okay, next mishnah. It's a cryptic mishnah. And we're gonna, when we learn the Mishnah, we figure the two shitas. One shita is gonna prove to be the halacha l'maisa in the whole sugya. Kol hakelim nitalun letzorech v'shelo letzorech. All kelim can be moved for a need and not for a need, whatever that means. Rabbi Nechemya Omer ein nitalun el letzorech. Rabbi Nechemya says no, they're only nital. They can only be moved for a tzorech. So Gemara asks, my letzorech, my shelo letzorech. What does it mean for tzorech? What does it mean shelo letzorech? So Amar Rabba. Rabba says as follows. Litzorech, when you say litzorech, that's talking about davar shemalachto leheter, litzorech gufo, v'shelo litzorech. Sorry. Litzorech means, when you're talking about a kli shemalachto leheter, you can move it litzorech gufo. If you need it, right? I want to use this thing to crack the nuts. I can move it. Right? Litzorech, that's litzorech gufo. Shelo litzorech is talking about davar shemalachto leheter, litzorech makomo. That's if I need the space, I can move them klish shemalachto leheter litzorech makomo. But that's what litzorech and shelo litzorech. But davar shemalachto leiser, but a klish shemalachto leiser litzorech gufo in litzorech makomo lo. I can only move a davar shemalachto leiser, a klish that's typically used for something that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. I can only use that litzorech gufo if I'm able to use it for a permitted purpose. But just to move it for tzorech makomo, I can't. That says Rabba. And comes also Rav Nechemya lemeimar, and Rav Nechemya comes to say, I feel davar shemalachto leheter. He's going to be more machmir. He's going to say, klish shemalachto leheter, it's only tzorech gufo in litzorech makomo lo. You can only move it litzorech gufo, not litzorech makomo. And obviously then, a klish shemalachto leheter, he says you can't move at all. That's the corollary. You can't move that at all, according to Rav Nechemya. Amalei Rabba says, no, I don't like your interpretation in Rabba. Litzorech mekomo shelo litzorech karis life. What did you say? We had the Mishnah say litzorech and shelo litzorech. So how did you interpret the word shelo litzorech? You interpret shelo litzorech mekomo. That's for a need. You can't interpret litzorech by saying it's shelo litzorech. That doesn't make sense. So he says as follows: Ela amar Rava litzorech. What does litzorech mean? That davar shemalachto leheter, a kli shemalachto leheter, dein litzorech gufo, dein litzorech mekomo. You're allowed to move it. That's litzorech. If you have any tzorech for a kli shemalachto leheter, you're allowed to move it, whether it's the tzorech makomo, whether it's tzorech gufo. Shelo litzorech means I'm not using moving the kli for any purpose. Rather, I feel mechama letzel. The only reason why I'm moving the kli is to save it, to move it from the sun to the shade, which means I want to move it to protect it. It's in an exposed area. I want to move it to protect it. So comes Rav and says, the Mishnahs are permitting you to move what's called mechama letzel by kli shemalachto leheter. But the davar shemalachto l'iser, he says, the kli shemalachto l'iser is going to lose one level, meaning it won't be able to remove mechama letzel. Kli shemalachto l'iser, l'tzorech gufo l'tzorech makomo in, mechama letzel lo, you can't move the kli shemalachto l'iser just to protect the item. The asr of Nechemya l'meimar, it comes from Nechemya to say, I feel davar shemalachto l'heter, he agrees l'tzorech gufo l'tzorech makomo in, but he says, just step back a step and say mechama letzel lo. Rav Nechemya just says that you can't move muksa item mechama litzel, even by a kli shemalachto leheter, and by a kli shemalachto l'iser, he's going to say you can move it litzorech gufo, but you can't move it litzorech mekomo. Actually, that's how we paskin. We paskin like Rava. Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Ches, he brings down Sif Dalid, kli shemalachto leheter, you have an item that's mlatul heter, mutul lataltalo, you're allowed to move it for any purpose. Afilu eino elitzorich hakli shelo yishaver o yiganev. Even if it's only to save the item, that it doesn't break or it doesn't get stolen. Aval shelo litzorich klal. This is what he adds in here, and this is based on the Ran. The Ran says, for no purpose at all, just to twiddle the fork on your hands for absolutely no purpose, to drag a chair for no purpose for a kalim, it's aslo taltlo. You're not allowed to move it. Says that you're not allowed to move the kalim just for no purpose. And in the Muktzah book by Rabbi Simcha Burim Kom, he says, the sages did, however, prohibit moving an object of permitted usage without any purpose. He says people often move objects without realizing it, you know, aimlessly tipping over an empty chair while conversing. According to in the top over here, he says that you have to deal with it. There happens to be a major sugya about it. The Aruch HaShulchan has a whole hack of why. What's the problem? Maybe that's the purpose, just to keep me busy. Maybe that's the purpose. He has a long note here, but you have to be careful. You have to ask to figure out whether you're allowed to just move these items for no purpose whatsoever. Fine. So, what Paskin? Well, Shulchan Aruch Paskin that Shelo Litzorich Klal is Aslo Taltalo. The question is, what is Shelo Litzorich Klal? So, Rashi he says, "I'm about to." Next, now they're going to ask some kashas. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings that down. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. You have to figure out what that definition is. Different posts can probably have different ideas of what that is. Okay, now they're going to ask on Rabbah. Okay, Rabbah said that there's a difference between Malachto Leheter and Malachto Leisr. According to him, Klisha Malachto Leheter, you can move it Litzorich Gufo Lekomo. Klisha Malachto Leisr, you can only move it Litzorich Gufo. And Rabbi Nechemi would say that even Klisha Malachto Leheter is only Litzorich Gufo. So Yosef Rav Safra, V'Rav Acha Bar Huna, V'Rav Huna Bar Chanina, V'Yosef V'Ka'amrei, and they came and said, L'Rabba Alibad Rabbi Nechemia. Now, in Shitas Rabba, according to Rabbi Nechemia, who says, you're not allowed to move a Klisha Malach L'Heter L'Tzorach Makomo. Okay, according to that Shita, Hani Ka'aros, these bowls that are on the table during the Suda, Heichi Metaltalinon, how can we take them off the table and remove them from the table after we finish eating? This tiltul is not Tzorach Kufo, we don't need it for the plate, it's only a tiltul L'Tzorach Makomo. How do you clear the table? Great Heter. My kids are going to say, I hold it from the Chemia and Shita Rabba. I can't clear the table. How can you clear the table according to that? If they say that to me, they can don't have to clear the table for months. They're good. So Amar Lahu Rav Safra. Rav Safra said to them, no, because me the Habib Rav Shareri. Yeah, he's a Hanami. He won't let you move a Klisha Malach L'Heter with Tzorach Gufo, with Tzorach Makomo. But here's a different thing here. Here's Rav Shareri. It's dirty. You're allowed to move Graf Shorei, even though it's Muksa, because they're disgusting after they eat, and you can clear the table because of the Graf Shorei in you. Okay, so Amalei Abayi L'Rava. Abayi asked the same question directly to Rava. He says, Limar Alibad de Rav Nechemia. According to you, Rava, according to Rav Nechemia, Hanikaros Heichem Talin Lahu. So Amalei said to him, Rav Safa Chavre in Targumar. Rav Safa already answered it. Me the Habe Graf Shorei. Rav Nechemia will say, it's Graf Shorei. That's why you can remove it. I don't want to say the Abayi not there that day. Whatever, he asked the same question. Esve Abayi L'Rava. Now, Abayi is going to ask Rava. Okay, according to Rava, Klisha Malachal Isser may be moved with Tzorach Makomo. Right? The only thing by Klisha Malachal Isser that can't be done is Mechama Itzel. But Klisha Malachal Isser may be moved with Tzorach Makomo. So Esve Abayi L'Rava. Abayi asked Rava the following question. Maducha. So he had this pestle, I guess. It's this thing that you use to crush the spices in it. In Yeshbashum, if it has the spices inside, Metaltun also, you can carry it, move it on Shabbos, because it's being used for the shum inside. The Imlav, and if you don't have any shum inside, in Metaltun also, you may not move it. So you have a Kli, Shemalachto Le'isser, and he's saying now that you may not move it, apparently, even with Tzorach Makomo. So, Hakibimaya Skina, so he sees even, according to you, you should be able to move it with Tzorach Makomo. But why can't I move it? This Bryce says you can't move it. The Bryce says you can only move it if it has the spices inside, which means it's a moving a Klisha Malachto Le'isser with Tzorach Gufo. With Tzorach Makomo, then you can't move it. He says, no, that's not the case. Hachav Mayaskinon, we're talking about whether you want to move it, Mechamol Itzel. You want to move it from the sun to the shade. The reason why you can't move this item is not because it's Aser because it's Tzorach Makomo. It's Aser because the reason why you want is to protect the item. And the klishon lata l'iser, you may not move michama l'sel. So Eser, okay, Abaye is going to ask again on Rava. There's a machlokas beisilam beishama in the Mishnah Beitza, which we've seen, whether you can move on yontif this sort of wood board, I think, that you use to crush the wheat. Right, it's a klishon lata l'iser. Machlokas by this klishon lata l'iser. So can you move it to use it and cut meat? Use it as a cutting board. All right, so you're using a klishon lata l'iser l'tzorah gufo. So b'shavim, but they so the machlokas yes or no, but they both agree b'shavim she'im kitzev ala basar. This is on yontif. If you already cut meat on it and you don't need it for yontif anymore, now it reverts back she'asu l'talklo. You're not allowed to move it at all. It's a klishon lata l'iser, and you can't move it even tzorah makomo. That's against what you said, Rava, because you said klishon lata l'iser. You may move it tzorah makomo. There's no hachanami. I'll answer you. Mecham l'tzel. Only talking about a case and moving it to protect it. But if it was just Mutsura Gufo, or Mutsura Makomo, if I needed the place where it was, I would be allowed to move it. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask completely now on the Heter Tiltal in our Mishnah. How do you have this idea of Tiltal? Bahat Tanan, that which we said, this is a Mishnah Maseches Beitza again, Ein Somchen Es HaKedera Bibakas. Yes, it's on Yontif. You can't support the pot with these wood beams or sticks, right? Because they're muksa. V'chein b'delas. You can't support it on yontif. So v'ha bakas, what's the problem? Bakas is the b'yontif, dover shemalachal heter. That is a klish shemalachal heter. Why? Because I can use it for firewood. And I'm allowed to cook on yontif. So it's a klish shemalachal heter. And nevertheless, it says that I'm not allowed to move it with tzorech gufo. I mean, you want to use it for it for its own purpose to support my pot, and I can't use it to do that on Shabbos. On Yontif, Alma Dover Shemalakta Leheter Beilitzor Kufa Beilitzor Makomo Asar. You see from here that there is no permit to move the Tzorah Kufa the Tzorah Makomo. I don't know why they don't just say that this is maybe the answer. This is another one that was coded the Heter. This is by the time from the times of Nehemiah. But they don't get into that. But you see from here that we're talking about a Klishim Malakta Leheter, and you're not allowed to move it at all. That goes against everything that we're saying. So Hassam there by these wood boards, my timer, what's the reason why it's Asr? Kavan Dibishabis Davar Shemalakal Isrhu. On Shabbos, these boards are Klish Malakal Isr. Right? And you're not allowed to be metal to them. I don't know, you are allowed to be metal to them on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be metal to them to Khamal itself. But Klish Malakal Isrhu, Gzeira Yontiv Atu Shabbos. They made a Gzeira of something that's muksa on Shabbos, you can't move on Yontif. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why these are. You can't move these at all on Shabbos. According to Rava, even if they're klisha malachta le'iser, you would be allowed to move it with tzorach gufo, with tzorach makomo. So what's the problem? What's the gzeri here? Therefore, on yontif, you can't move it at all. I don't understand that. So the Gemara asks, maybe that's where I'm not sure what the habit is. The Gemara says, "V'chi tema Shabbos gupo tishtrei the har davish malatul iser utzorah gufo tzorah makom shari." That's the Gemara's question. So hani mili, the Gemara says, "No, the only time you're allowed to move klishim latul iser is hecha de ika toris klialav. Not only if it has a shame kli, but hecha de leka toris klialav. But these are just boards; they don't have a shame kli. Lo, you can't move them. It's a new." Concept comes in that only if something's muksa, it can be moved. It's only considered klishim latul iser if it's a kli. If it's a wood board, it's not a kli. So therefore, you can't move it. So therefore, it's totally muksa on Shabbos. Can't be moved on Shabbos. They make the gzeira, you can't move it on Yontif.
It's muksa. What category is that?
And maybe it's eitzim v'avonim. Muksa machmas gufa.
Yeah, and then you can't move
it. Eitzim, you can't move that. No, you're not Caleb. Like a rock, you can't, that's one category, you can't move it.
On your dining table, you can't move it.
Tzorah Makomo, no. You have to be worried about when the rock got there, maybe it busts. But no, you can't move that. Just make sure. I'm pretty sure. All right, the whole idea, maybe you can use them as a paperweight, because that can be,
But
it's a muksa machmas gufo, right? Muksa, as was previously explained, obviously that are by their very nature unprepared for Shabbos use are not considered utensils and are described as muksa machmas gufo. For example, rocks are muksa machmas gufo, Gufo, a rock, is functionless object at the onset of Shabbos. It is therefore considered muksa. Right. So an item classified as muksa machmas gufo may never be moved on Shabbos. However, muksa machmas gufo may be moved by a goy with tzara gufo or tzara makomo. Mr. Brewer says that. Okay. You have to figure out what's considered a kli, what's not considered a kli. But he's saying here, these are not considered a kli. So the Gemara now asks, wait a second. You just said that we make this gzeiro. Do we really make this gzeiro? Umi gazrinan. Do we make this type of takana? Vatznan. We have the following Mishnah in Beitza again. Mashilin peros derech aruba biyontof avalo b'shabbos. You can drop the peros that are on the roof to be dried. These fruits are on the roof to be dried, and you're afraid they're going to be ruined. You're afraid they're going to be ruined by the rain, so you can drop them through the skylight on yontif. It's not a tirchum roof. It's not that big of a tirchum. You can drop them through. Avalo b'shabbos. But on Shabbos, you can't move it because that there may be a small tirchum, but too much of a tirchum on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but you're allowed to do it on Yontif. Well, I don't make the gzera. Right? So Milo, right? So the Gemara then says back, wait a second. Milo, so you just gave me a raya that we don't make the gzera. I'm going to give you a raya that we do make these types of gzeras. Milo gazrinon, vatanan, the Mishnah again in Beitza, ain't been Yontif or Shabbos, el ochel benefesh bovad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is ochel nefesh. So everything else is usher. The only thing you can do is cook and make or prepare food. If you're not preparing the food, it's usher. Even if it would be technically be permitted on Yontif, but since it's not allowed on Shabbos, you won't be allowed to do it on Yontif. So Amar Rav Yosef or Kasha, Yosef says no. There's no dip. There's no Kasha. There's no steers in the Mishnayos. They represent two different shitos. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, the Ha Rabbi Yoshua. The Mishnah that says that the only difference is ochel nefesh, which means you do make the gezeira, that's Rabbi Eliezer. And the Mishnah that says you're allowed to do the tircha on Yontif, even though you're not allowed to do the tircha on Shabbos, that is, in order to save the food, that is Rabbi Yeshua. That goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Disanya, because we have the following brisa, which we've seen a few times already. Osovi as bino, right? You're not allowed to shech it and its son, you're not allowed to shech the animal and its offspring in the same day. So now you have the mother and the offspring, shenaklu lebor, they fall into the pit, I guess on Yontif, your choshesh, they're going to die, you want to bring them out on Yontif. Now if you bring them out on Yontif, then you, both of them out, then you are toreach by one of them, shalol tzorah, because I can't shech both of them, I can only shech one. So what do you do? So Rabbi Lezer says, malas harishon, you take the first one up with the mindset, amenach l'shofto, that I'm going to shech l'tzorah Yontif, and after that, you have to shecht it. So therefore, you were torich on Yontif for Yontif. And the Hasheni, and the second one, which is still in the pit, and you now have a shecht on Yontif now, you can't bring it up. What do? Oselo parnasa bimkomo. You got to coddle it and feed it to make sure, take care of it while it's down there. You can't do the extra tirka of bringing it up. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, he has this halachic subterfuge. He says, Malas harishon amanash shofto. You bring the first one up amanash shofto, and after that the ain't shofto. You don't shecht it. In Ma'arim, you say, oh, you know what? You make everyone believe that I really want the second one. Umalas hasheni rotzazeh shofet rotzazeh shofet. Whichever one you can shecht. Machlokas whether you actually have to shecht one according to Rabbi Yeshua. But we see from here that Rabbi Lezer did not mati this tirchon yontif because of hefsed mamon. Therefore, he says that there's no difference between Shabbos and yontif except for ochel nefesh. Holds like him, then there's no difference. Even you can't do this extra tircha on Yontif. Rabbi Shua is his matir this tircha on Yontif because of Hefsen Momon. He will hold it to Mandamur, says you can drop the peros through the skylight on Yontif because the tircha is mutter on Yontif for Hefsen Momon. Not on Shabbos, but on Yontif it is mutter. The difference in the Mishnayos is the difference of the shita between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lazar. So Gemara says, wait a second, no, why are you setting up the machlokas this way? Mimai. Dilma, maybe we can say, Adkan lo kama Rabbi Lezer hasam. The reason over there, Rabbi Lezer says in the Brice of Oso Espino that you can't bring up the second animal is El of the Efshar because the Efshar lip parnasa. I guess because that situation you're able to feed and keep the animal alive where it is. So why go through the harama and go through the extra tircha? Just deal with the animal where it is, and then after Yontif if you bring it out. Aval hecha the low Efshar lip parnasa. But in the case where you cannot save your money, like the case of where it's raining on your fruits. On the roof. So what are you going to do? Take a tarp, that's a tirka. So you bring it down. So that's where he says you can do it, because there's no other option. But then he says, low, they didn't answer it.
And maybe you can say, Inami, Ad Kan Lo Kor Meshua Hasam. Maybe over there Rabbi Yeshua said it because the Efshar Baharama. Because you can do it in a way that people will think that, you know, it would work. You have this this trick that would work. Abel Hecha the Lo Efshar Baharama. But in our case, what Harama can you have? Just bringing down the fruits via the skylight. What Harama can you be? Maybe in that case, he would say, Lo, that's not Mutter. Maybe the issue is that it's different reasons why they say it's Mutter or Asur in each case. But you can't establish that one Mishnah, that each Mishnah goes like one of these Tanayim. So the Gemara now has to figure out, so what's the, we still have the stira between the two Mishnayos and Beitzah. One that says you can bring, the one that says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif except for Ochel Nefesh, and one that says, no, I can do the extra tircha on Yontif. So Ela Amra Papa Lo Kasha, there's no Kasha. The distinction is, Ha Beishamai, Ha Beis Hillel. One's going according to Shita of Beishamai, one's going according to Shita of Beis Hillel. What's that machlokas? It's not. The Mishnah and Beitzah again. It's on Daf Yud Beis and Beitzah. Beishamai Omrim, Ein Motzin Es HaKaton, Ves HaLulav, Ves HaKipa Torah, Ves HaRabim. You're not allowed to carry out a katon. You're not allowed to carry anything out on Yontif, according to Beishamai, except if it's used for Ochel Nefesh. Even the permission of Hotzah is only on condition that it's for Ochel Nefesh. Or Beis Hillel Matirim. Beis Hillel says it's Mutter, because he has the content of Mitoch. Machlokas, how far that mitoch goes, but according to Beis Hillel, just like Hosah shalol tzorich ochel nefesh is mutter on yontif, so till tilto shalol tzorich ochel nefesh is mutter on yontif. Therefore, what they say that the Mishnah where you can bring the fruits via the skylight. Even though it's not a tzoruch yontif, you're allowed. Because once you had the heter of tiltul mishum ochel nefesh, tiltul is now mutter across the board. But according to Beis Shammai, the only type of tiltul that was used, that's permitted is tiltul for ochel nefesh. These items are not, these items are drying on the roof. They're not ready yet. There's no ochel. They're not ready to be eaten. So by being metal to them, can't do that. So they only hold that there's no, the mishnah that says, ein bein Shabbos yontif, ella ochel nefesh bovad, that's going according to Shita of Beis Shammai. Okay, so now the Gemara says, wait a second. Emor de Shamas Lu Lebe Shammai Hosa. I heard the halacha of Beis Shammai that says you're not allowed to move things on Yontif. The only reason why you're allowed to move things on Yontif is because of Ochel Nefesh. Tiltul mi Shamas Lu. But did you say that the tiltul is usser? Where do you see that Beis Shammai says that tiltul Shalom Tzor Ochel Nefesh is also usser? So the Gemara says, wait a second. The tiltul gufei la mishum otzahi. The whole isser of tiltul is because of Hosa. This is the raya for the raven. The Rambam brings you three reasons as to why Hotzah is Usr. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? It's Usr because it's a Harchakam, he didn't Hotzah. So he gets it right from here. So Beis Shammai says, oh, you're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to do Hotzah. The whole purpose of Tiltul is because to avoid Hotzah. That's why you can't move it either. So now we've got the answer that the steer between the two Brises are solid. One is Beis Shammai and one is Beis Hillel. Okay. Now the Gemara's going to go back to Machlokas Rabban Verava about the concept of Tiltul. Of a klisha malatul iser with tzorich mikomo. Again, according to Rabba with a hey, klisha malatul iser may not be moved with tzorich mikomo. Rabba says the klisha malatul iser may be moved with tzorich mikomo. So the Gemara says va'af Rav sarva la lahadir Rabba. Rav also holds like the svara of Rabba, who permits you that tzorich mikomo by klisha malatul iser is mutter. The Amar Rav says the Amar Rav mar. Shelo yiganev, ze tiltul shelo litzorich v'aser. Taimo shelo yiganev, aval tzorich l'tzorich mutter. He says mar. I think it means some sort of shovel, right? That to move the shovel, which is a klisha malachul ister, in order that it won't get stolen, that is a tiltul shelo litzorich v'aser. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. That's mechamal itzel, right? The taimo shelo yiganev. The only thing reason why it's aser to move this klisha malachul ister is because it's mechamal itzel. But litzorich gufo l'tzorich mutter, mutter. So he holds like Rava. So, Ini, is it really true that this is the das of Rav, that Rav holds like Rava? Baha, Rav Kahana equal to be Rav. Rav Kahana came to the house of Rav, okay, on Shabbos. Va'amar, and Rav says to him, Aisu le shusa le kahana le siv Allah. Bring this trap, which is a klisha malachal isser, bring this trap item for Rav Kahana, and he can sit on it. So, I want to use this klisha malachal isser, l'tzorech gufo. I want to do l'tzorech gufo. Lav the Maymar, the Darvish Malachal Isla Luxor Kumgufo in, but Sorum Komolo. He said, move it here specifically for Rav to sit on it. I don't know what the riot is. He says, moving it here because this is the case. Right. Rav needs a place to sit, so take that so he can sit on it. I don't know why so much. So Gemara says, no,
Hachi amaluhu. This is what he said to him. Shikulu shuto mikame kahana. Remove the trap from where Rav Kahana is so that Rav Kahana can sit. So now you're moving the klisha malatul iser litzorech mikomo. Right? The ibais ema hasam micham letzelhave. Or you could say that, no, that case over there was where you say that it was, had he not said that he was moving it for the purposes of Rav Kahana to sit, it was only a cham letzel. He was moving it lecham letzel, and that would have been usher. Okay. But he clearly does hold that klisha malatul le'isr can be moved l'tzorach kufo and l'tzorach mekomo. Okay. Another case. Rav Mari bar Rachel havi lehahi de sadiyusa b'shimsha. Right, he had these pillows that were, I guess, these very valuable pillows that were sitting in the sun. Now, the pillows are kli shemalachto leheter, so you should be able to move it. According to Rava, you should be able to move it micham letzel. So asla kami leRava, he comes in front of Rava and says, Amarle myla tiltulinhu, can I move them? So Amarle, yeah, sure, you can move it micham letzel kli shemalachto leheter, you can move it. So he goes isla, the guy says, but isla yachrina, I don't need these. I have other pillows in my house that I can use. So he says, maybe chazul orchim. Maybe guests will come and they're going to want to sit on the pillows. He says, islinami orchim. I went to Costco. I got a ton of these. I don't need these. Okay, I'm allowed to move it. So Rava basically says, yeah, you're allowed to move them. It's klisha malat leheter. You can move them. So he says, amrale. Rava says to him, gali's adaita to karabas mile. It appears to me that you hold like Rava. That mechamal itself, you are not allowed to move even a klisha malato leheter. So the kulei amishare, everybody it's mutter, but for you the didach aser. For you it'll be aser because you hold like Rabba. It's like shavak lachtichal asura. You said it's aser. What do you ask me? What do you hide? According to you it's aser, so don't move it. According to me it's mutter. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiyah bar Ashi, Amar Rav, machbedos shel melasa. So these are some sort of brooms, I think, that are made out of cloth, and that's how they would wipe the table. So mutar l'taltulam b'Shabbos. You're allowed to move those on Shabbos, but aval shel tamara, but if they're made out of the palm, the bristles are made out of the palm, then that's a klisha malatul iser lo, and right because I'm Rabbi Lazar Amir avshel tamara. So what's going on here? Basically, the tamara probably you're going to sweep the floor. Sweeping the floor is mashke gumos, so therefore it's a klisha malatul iser, and the one that's made of cloth, you're going to wipe the table. That's a klisha malatul leheter. So Gemara says, but Maya skina. What are we talking about? What case? Elema, why are you allowed to move one and not move the other? Elema, Litzorach Gufo, Litzorach Mekomo. If you could say it's Litzorach Gufo, you're moving either of them, Litzorach Gufo, Litzorach Mekomo. Baha Lema Rav Shal tomorrow lo. Why would Rav say that you can't move the broom made out of the branches? Right? How Rav Karavas Fule. We just established that Rav holds like Rava, and Rava says that you're allowed to move a Klisha Machal Yisro, Litzorach Gufo, Litzorach Mekomo. Elo Mecham Litzel. We're talking about moving these to Mecham Litzel. So if that's the case, Baha Lema Rabbi Lezer Sha Afshal Tamara. Even Rabbi Lezer says he says Afshal Tamara is mutter. Why? The Tamara is Klisha Malachtol Isser. You should not be allowed to move it Mechamal Itzel. He says, no, La Ola Mechamal Itzel and Aim of Achena, Rabbi Lezer. You're talking about moving these items Mechamal Itzel to protect the item. You're allowed to move the Klisha Malachtol Heter. You're not allowed to move the Klisha Malachtol Isser. And Rabbi Lezer is not arguing, it's Bechain Amar, Rabbi Lezer. He's agreeing. Okay. Next, Mishnah is talking about Tiltul of Kalim that broke. Right, talking about the shards of the kalim. So you have a kli that was mutter, whatever reason it was mutter, and now it broke. Can you move it on Shabbos as well? Kol hakalim hanitalim b'Shabbos. All kalim that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, right? Which we mentioned in all the other Mishnayos. Shivrehem nitalim. You're allowed to move their shard, right? The iman is taken out. Ubilvad, provided Sheyu osim ein malacha, that these shards can be used for some sort of malacha. They can use for something else, right? Rashi says shum malacha, but filu einam ein arishona. Tanakama holds that as long as these shards can be used for some purpose, even if they're not serving the purpose that they originally served when they were full, then you're allowed to move them on Shabbos, right? For example, shivrei areba, the shards of a bowl that are usually held to hold something. Right, the kasos manas piachavis. They can be used if they can be used to cover the barrel. They can be used. And shivrei zechuchis, the kasos manas piapach. These shivrei zechuchis, which are usually where you put shemen in it to hold the oil, if they can be used to cover the kli that holds the oil, that's mutter. That's still you can still move them. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. El bilvad sheyu osin me'ein melachton. The only way these shivrim are mutter is if they can be used in a similar way that they were used before they broke. For example, shivrei areva, let's talk on mikbah. the shibay veir, maybe they can be used to hold some sort of a thicker substance inside. And zechuch is letzok letoch l'shemen. Zechuch is also to have to hold some sort of shemen in it. It has to be used me'ein malacha. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda says the name is Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Machlokas, this Machlokas in the Mishnah is only Shenishbiru be'erev Shabbos, if these kalim broke on Erev Shabbos. So since they're ready from Erev Shabbos, they're not roi for their original malacha. Marsav, Rav Yehuda is going to hold, me'ein melachton in, if they are still fit for what they were used, what they would have been used for regularly, then you can be metalim on Shabbos. But me'ein melach acheres lo. But if they're not from, if they can't be used for that, then you can't use them. Because once they broke from Erev Shabbos and they changed, the purpose of these items changed. So unless you had specific das to say that these are no longer muksa, they consider muksa because you maksa das made from them, and therefore they don't have a Torah's kli. They become muksa machmas gufo like avonim and their usher. Umar the Tanakama holds sabrat filu me'im malacha acheres. even if you can use malacha acheres, you would use them. Therefore, they're not muksa das from them. If they're fit to use something else, you didn't set them aside now for non-use on Shabbos. Aval, but nishbru b'Shabbos, if they broke on Shabbos, divrei akol mutarin, everyone's going to hold it, you can move them, holu muchanim al gabe avihen, because they are considered prepared on the backs of their fathers, meaning agav, the original kli that they were attached to, since that was mutter, and that was mutter when Shabbos came in, these are mutter also as well. So the Gemara says, what? Right, he's saying it's not Lola. They're saying because it still has, it still gets from its original, it goes back to its original source. So, what's he saying? So the Gemara says, mostly Rav Zutroi, Masikin B'Kalim. You'll allow to use as, I guess these are some sort of wood Kalim. You'll allow to use these wood Kalim, to full wood Kalim, to use them as firewood on Yontif, because it's allowed to be carried, right? The A Masikin B'Shiver Kalim. But you're not allowed to take broken ones. You're not allowed to use them, firewoods, shivrei kalim, because they're muksa and usar and tilto. So, the nishbru emas, when did these break? Ilim and nishbru erev yontif, if they broke on erev yontif, this wooden chair that broke on erev yontif, so they're shivrei kalim, they're etzim almaninu, then why are they any different than a twig? They're etzim almaninu, and they should be mutter. They're set aside and should be mutter. Elav must be dealing with a case, be yontif, that they broke on yontif, vikatani, nevertheless, the Bryce says, if they're full, they are. You can be used. But if they're broken, you can't use them. Because they're no one. Right? It's a kli chadash. He says that, ein masikin. V'lo amrina muchanim hayu agav avien, el amrina nola ninu vasiri. That's your question. That these are no one. You can't do it. So you can't tell me that the case is that they all agree if it breaks on Shabbos, then you can use it. Why? If it breaks on Shabbos, over here it breaks on Yontif, or it breaks on Shabbos, it's katzid nola, and you wouldn't be able to use it. It should be muksa. So Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. If you're going to learn it this way, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Machlokas Shnishbru B'Shabbos. Machlokas if they break on Shabbos. Mar Saver Muchan Hu. One Tanakama holds that it's considered Muchan. It's not considered Nolad. Umar Saver Nolad Hu. And Mar that one holds that it's Nolad. It's considered Nolad and therefore be Asar. Aval Me Erev Shabbos that they break Kol Mutar. If they broke on Erev Shabbos, everyone's going to call it the Mutar. Ho V'Huknu Machlocha Cheres Mibojom. Because on Erev Shabbos, if they break, they broke. I can use it for X. Even if it's not what it was originally used for, but Erev Shabbos, I now assigned it a different status. I assigned it a different usage, and it can be its mutter. Okay. Now, the Gemara's Amigo Machlokas about using Kalim and Shiver Kalim on Yontif. Three-way Machlokas. Tanachada. One Bryce says, Masikim B'Kalim, Ve'im Masikim B'Shiver Kalim. That's what we just saw. You can use full Kalim, but you can't use broken Kalim on Yontif, wood Kalim, to burn. Tana Idach, Kashem Shafikim B'Kalim, Kamasim B'Shiver Kalim. You can use both. Tana Idach, when the last Bryce says, Eim Masikim, Lo B'Kalim, Lo B'Shiver Kalim. You can't use either. So, no problem. Harab Yehuda, Harab Shimon, Harab Nechemya. One is going according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to use Tiltal Kalim for anything. He had the problem of Nolad. So therefore, I can use the Kalim, but I can't use the Shiver Kalim, because it's Nolad. Harab Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says I can use even the Shiver Kalim, because he doesn't have the concept of Nolad. He's like our Tanakama, he doesn't say Nolad. And ha, the third Bryce that asks you to bring the even full Kalim, that's Rabbi Nechemya, because Rabbi Nechemya says you're only allowed to use Nolad to move items for their designated purpose. If I have a wooden chair, the designated purpose is to sit. So I can't use that to burn to burn the and to use it as firewood on Yontif. Only thing I use on Yontif, but things are set aside as firewoods. My Duraflame, I can use it. I wouldn't. But a Duraflame, something like that, you can use it. But these Kalim, you can't use it because they weren't set aside for that purpose. And the Chemi says you can only move things for their designated purpose. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Hani Livne di Ishtari Mibinyana. These leftover bricks
right? I had the construction, and I have leftover bricks, and they're sitting out, and I don't need them anymore. Shari l'tiltulunu, d'chazu l'mizga alayu. You'll let him move them on Shabbos. The kalishim alato l'isser. You'll let him move them because you can sit on, this is not using for a building, they're not to the side of the building, you can sit on them. But Sharginu, if you put them in a pile, Vadai Kitsinu. But if you pile them up, then you're probably using for the next work site, and then they're Usr. Amar of Nachman, Amar of Shmuel, Cheres Kitana, the small shard that breaks off, that broke off from a Kli, Mutal Ataltal the Chatzar, you'll let them move it in a Chatzar, because there are plenty of Kalim in the Chatzar that you can find to cover it. So therefore it's still considered a Kli. Aval Bekarmelis, low. But in a Karmelis, you can't move it, because it's not much to find things to put it on top, and therefore you can't move it. Rav Nachman, the day on Rav Nachman himself says, I feel of a Karmelis. You can even do it in a Karmelis. Of Rosh Hashanah, low, but you can't move it into Rosh Hashanah, less than Dalai Lamas. You can't move it in Rosh Hashanah because there's not going to be anything to cover, and therefore it's Muksa. But Rav Amar feel of Rosh Hashanah, he says, even Rosh Hashanah, you could do it. But Azar Rav Tameh, and Rav goes according to his Shita. The Rav have a Ka'azio, be written to Mechoza. Rav was walking in Rosh Hashanah in Mechoza. It Vasoi Mas Anaitinai, his shoe got all filled with mud. Also Shame, his shamus came to him, shook a chasm chamakapale. He took a shard of clay and he scraped off the mud from the shoe. Sarabi Rabbana Kala, the Rabbanan started yelling at him, how can you do that? It's muksa. You can't move it. It's a shard and it's just a rabbim. So Rabbi says to him, Lo mistai galogamiri, it's not enough that you guys don't know how to learn. Migma nami gomari, now you can try to teach. You know what we're talking about. Aila ilu chatzer have. If this cheres was in a piece in the chutzner, milo v'chaz l'kusei b'imona, it would be, you would be able to use it to cover something. So it has, it's not muksa. So if it's not muksa, hachanami chaz l'didi, therefore it's also, I can use it as well, because he's not saying, there's no distinction between whether it's in the chutzner or not. If it's mutter, if it's not muksa, it's not muksa, it's not muksa. Okay. It's a very fundamental daf with the hilchos muksa. And we'll stop here. Everyone, have a good day.